Every company and every individual has their own brand. And in today's competitive workplace, it's important to manage your personal brand. That's according to Leslie Everett from Walking Tall International.
Well, I always say that a personal brand is what people say about you behind your back. We always know people talk about us behind our back, but I don't think we think about it enough. Now, we know this happens because we talk about people when they're not in the room, positively, maybe not so positively sometimes, so we know it's there. But what we don't do is to take it under control and manage those perceptions that people have about us. So a personal brand is what people say about us when we're not there. It's how they describe us to other people, and that's something we need to control more.
Now, is that just about being nice to everybody and not upsetting anybody? Is that really what it's about?
No, not at all. It's really about being authentic. And we need to make sure that people see the positive side of us, because we all have positive values. But sometimes people get the flip side of our positive values. So confidence, for example, can come across to some people as being arrogance. So we need to just make sure that we manage the positive side of those values and not the flip side. It's really about being authentic and making sure people see us in the way we should be seen rather than getting the wrong impression.
Now, people also talk about our image in terms of, you know, the clothes and hair and all these sort of things. Are they all part of our personal brand as well?
Yeah, image is very important because it's the non-verbal communication. Now, there's a lot of image consultants who will tell us how to dress really well, which is important, but I think in isolation that can become very superficial. And we see a lot of that on TV, of course. So the important way to think about image is it's the last thing that we should think about, really, in terms of our personal brand should be about who we are authentically, what our core values are, who we stand for, what motivates us, our drivers, our beliefs, our strengths. And then we need to think about all the elements of how we project that. And our image is a part of that. And not just what we wear, our voice and body indicators as well. And of course, we do need feedback on that often because we don't see the blind spots of the stuff that projects us in a negative light sometimes.
Nevertheless, there quite often is a feeling that you kind of know, don't you, what people are going to be saying about you. You certainly have a reasonable instinct. Is that often quite reliable?
In my experience, we do know some of the things that people say about us, but only if we get that feedback. And often I find a lot of people that I coach go through life thinking they project one thing, and actually when it comes down to it and we look at the feedback and we're doing some analysis on it, they come across very differently. So I think there are elements that we know we come across in a certain way and we manage them, but I think there's an awful lot to us. I think there's a lot of blind spots that we're just not aware of, and this is something we can go through life ignoring, or we can take it under control and say, right, now's the time to manage my brand more effectively.
So if I wanted to think about my personal brand, then where would I start?
The best thing to do to start with is to really take some time aside, put some music on, go for a walk, and really think about what you stand for authentically, because I find particularly busy people, people in business particularly, have layers that get added to them, and we try and be somebody we're not often in varying degrees. So we pretend and we have layers added to us that get in the way of that authenticity. So we need to get a quiet time, strip away those layers, and say, what is it that I really stand for? What am I really good at? What's really important to me in life? What are my values? What are my drivers? And get that down on paper, or record it as we're walking along, and just get the clarity on that, because we need to shed away some of the stuff that gets in the way and blurs what we think our values are. We need to spend some time thinking about it.
Who should I ask for feedback then?
We need a cross-section, really. Really good to get people who know you very well, outside of work and inside of work as well. People who report to you, your immediate boss as well. But also people who don't know you that well. So if you can get feedback from people on how you come across on a first impression, that's incredibly important, because a first impression does last, as we know. And I believe that a first impression is possibly more powerful than we think it is, in that we make that impression and then we look for things that back up and support our intuition. So the first impression can be very powerful. So we need to know from people who've only just met us, actually, how do we come across when you meet us for the first time? So a cross-section of people who know us well, inside and externally of work, and first impressions.
So you're talking about authenticity and then talking about your first impression and so on, and maybe perhaps you come across in a particular way which some people don't find very positive, but actually is authentically you. Is that the point at which you have to sit there and go, maybe there's something I need to change? Or do you just accept it and say, that's me, take it or leave it?
A bit of both there, really. Personal branding isn't about being somebody we're not, but every trait has a positive side to it. So even if you're quite a loud, brash person, you know, some people will see that as being very bubbly and extrovert and fun to be around. So we've just got to channel it so it comes across in a positive way. But there's also an element, I believe, in not taking feedback literally. And I see it in business a lot, where people get so much feedback that they react to it so adversely that they then become somebody that they're not and becomes very unauthentic. So we need to get a grounding of who we are, and that's the very first step. And then we can take the feedback and manage it in a way that works. So it's about modifying our behaviour sometimes, and certainly not about changing personality.
That's Leslie Everett from Walking Tall International.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.